Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I need everybody today, everybody that's listening, I need you to catch fire today. I want you to catch fire today. You want to phrase it another way? I want you to catch on fire today. But I need you to catch fire today. I need today to be the day that you stop complaining and you do something. Do you know why a lot of people can't move forward in their life? Because they complaining about their past. They always complaining, man, about something is that explains the reason why they are. Let me help you with this right here. If you are steady complaining about the reason you are, you know, if I hadn't have met this man, if I hadn't have been involved with this woman, if I hadn't have had this baby, if I had never went down there, if I hadn't have got arrested, if I hadn't have this, if I hadn't have that, if I had just finished school, if I hadn't have, hey, stop, stop. All that stuff that you're complaining about, everything that you keep allowing to resonate with you as a reason to justify and explain you not being successful, can I share something with you about all of that? Guess what it is? You done got past all of it. You done had the baby. You got arrested. They didn't kill you. You didn't finish school, but you're still standing. You met that man, he gone, he involved with two other women right now, got three other kids. Guess what? You still here, and the baby's here. You got over all the injustices that were done to you. You got something happened to you when you was a kid. You're an adult now. Somebody did something to you when you was a little boy. Guess what? You a man now. Some things happen to you that you haven't found closure on. The person that you're looking for closure from has moved on. Can I tell you that everything that has happened to you, do you know you've gotten past it? So why are you steady complaining about what has happened to you that has caused you to be in this position? But do you understand that it's prohibiting you from moving forward? Stop complaining today. Catch fire. Let your past be your past. I've told this to you 100 times on this radio, but I'm going to say it again. Bishop Jakes told me something, man, that helped me so greatly. You can't drive your car if you're going to keep looking in the rearview mirror. That's why the windshield is huge. The windshield is huge. The rearview mirror is this tiny thing that sits up there. Now, all it's for is so you can see stuff that's coming up on you. All the rearview mirror for is so you can assure yourself, listen to this. The rearview mirror is up there to assure you that you've cleared something. See, that's what the rearview mirror is for. So when you pass a car and you want to switch lanes, you can glance up there and it says, okay, you're clear now. You passed it. You can switch lanes. That's all the rearview mirror is for. It ain't for you to stare at and dictate your life with. What you tripping for, man? Catch fire today. Today, man. Quit complaining about everything that didn't happen to you. Life is 10%. What happens to you is 90% what you do about what happens to you. What are you going to do about it? So what? I got all this. Look, man, your story ain't no deeper than nobody else's. I can tell you I was homeless for 3 years. It's people been homeless for 30 years. How long I'm gonna ride that out? Well, you know, I can't do nothing right now. I fell on hard times and I lost my place to stay. Where you staying now? See, the majority of people are staying somewhere right now. I was out there. I didn't have nowhere to go. I'm in a shelter now. You was under the bridge a week ago. You in the shelter now. Why are you still crying about the bridge? You in the shelter now. Man. People, man, we trip ourselves out by complaining. I'm asking everybody today to catch fire today. Stop complaining. Do something today. Get excited. Now, I'm going to say something that I'm going to have to explain. Get excited about your life. You know the best way to get excited about your life is to find your purpose in your life. Uh-oh, Steve, got to explain that one, don't you? Yep, I knew it before I said it. As soon as I said it, I said I'm going to have to explain this right here because people always be talking about, you say stuff and you don't mean it. See, what I do is when I say something, I give you the explanation for it so you can stop all this. I ain't know. Listen to me. You got to get excited about your life, and the best way to get excited about your life is to find your purpose. Now, okay, Steve, that's what I've been struggling with. I can't find my purpose. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know how you find your purpose. You get in touch with who created you. Because when God made you, he had a purpose in mind. Now, we've ignored it, and we haven't tapped into it, but we all had a purpose. You don't, and sometimes it takes people longer to discover the purpose. Colonel Sanders was frying chicken with a recipe that he was telling people was the best chicken in the world. Ain't nobody believe him till he turned 70. Why you think the dude that's on the Kentucky Fried Chicken signs is old? That dude ain't 20 up there. He old. He old. But you know what? He had been frying that chicken for 40-some years. They just found out about it when he was 70. But he didn't give up his purpose in life. This dude was just frying chicken. See, people keep looking for their gifts in all kinds of places when it's right there in you. You ain't got to go to school to find your gift. You're born with the gift that God got for you. You go to school to tack it on to something else. But your gift was already given to you. You were born with that. You don't have to go to college to know your gift. Your college allows you to enhance it and to find something to attach it to. And hopefully you get a degree that attaches your gift to a vehicle where it can work. The problem with college is we go to college and we attach it to what we like or what we might be passionate about, and we ignore the gift we have. You know how many people that graduated from college ain't doing nothing they went to college for? Come on, man. You know why? Because you discover in life your gift. You discover what you was born to do. I wasn't born. You know what my major was in college? It was advertising. I can't be at no desk drawing no picture for nobody. But now guess what? I can wake up every day and guess what? I can tell you. I've been advertising my career. Come see me live. Come see me live at Madison Square Garden. Come see me live at Phillips Arena. Come see me live at Joker's Comedy Club. Come see me live at Percy's. Come see me live at Ellis's Tavern. Come see me live. I've been advertising the whole time. But I had a different purpose in mind because I went and I talked to God. And this is how you do it. You go talk to God and say, hey, God, look, okay, this is the deal. I've been struggling here. I'm over 40. I still haven't found my purpose in life. Okay, but so I can quit wasting any more time, would you help direct me and guide me to my purpose? I know you created me to do something. I just haven't found what it is. And the reason I haven't found what it is, because I've been doing things my way. I ain't been checking with you, conferring with you on anything. I ain't locked in or tried to settle it up with you. I've been just doing my thing. Well, my thing has gotten me as far as it can get me. How about you take over and do your thing? Now, can you direct me in my path? I'm an open book. Treat me like a piece of clay. I'm telling you, man, if you go to God, he'll give it to you. But see, you have not because you ask not. How many times have you asked God for it? You mean to tell me you've been asking God the whole time to guide you to your purpose and he didn't? What? Nah, man, you have not because you ask not. You have rent instead of a mortgage because you ain't asked for a house. If you keep asking God for your rent, don't he always give it to you? Why don't you turn around and ask for a mortgage? What's the difference to him? It's just a payment on where you stay. You don't want to keep calling it rent. The moment you call it a mortgage is what he'll give you. This ain't no magic trick, y'all. This is the deal. You got to catch fire today. You got to get excited. Do you know you can turn your life around today? You can start the trip today. It can all get better for you today if you just go to God and ask God for some direction. And all these people that think that it ain't cool, sitting up here listening to all these atheists trying to tell you how to live your life, man, you quit talking to these people. People knocking on your door with information. Man, go to a church, go to a mosque, go to a temple, go somewhere based on your faith, man. Learn about God and your creator. But man, quit sitting down talking to people ain't going nowhere. Catch fire today. I am. I'm excited about today. I've got a lot to do. Go out here and see what God got for me today. I'm shaking the bushes, man. If God passing out blessings, I'm in line. I am in line.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride. Steve Harvey, morning show. This is the nephew holding it down.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm holding it, okay? I've just gone through some things this morning.
Hey, man, why are you sure you out of breath?
I know. Because
I am. And when you're over 40, this is what happened to you. You get out of breath like this.
You mean over 40, close to 50. Tell the truth.
You don't do that. You don't know. If I did that to you, you'd be all up in an up row.
But you wouldn't because you're such a gentleman.
All right, then. Tone it down. The nephew is here holding it down.
Why is you out of Steve breath, man?
But yeah, because people over 40 don't get out of breath like that, okay?
Yes, they do. When you run upstairs.
That's what I'm trying to help you.
When you run upstairs at this time in your life.
Oh. You run every day.
Yeah, but not upstairs, okay?
Oh, okay.
I think I'm finna get that.
What?
You know that thing you see in the movies that go up the stairs? Them old movies, you know,
the
that,
old people
that chair.
Ride in.
You know that chair?
Yeah, that chair, that lift.
I think it's time in my life I've got to start getting these things put in my house. I need that chair that you hit that button and it slides you up there.
Guess you want
that in the chateau?
In the chateau.
I need.
Wait, hold it. You want hear what Junior said?
You want that walk-in tub too?
Yes.
I want the Junior, we finna go down the line.
Get that cane with the three stands. And it, you could break it down and put
that folding cane.
Fold it.
I need that cane that I can break down, but I have to have all four points on it.
I
need that tub that I can just open that door.
You
can sit in there.
But wait, that always puzzled me because how do you get out of there without letting all the water go everywhere?
You got to sit. You have to sit. I've read up on it, Shirley. You have to sit in there.
And get cold?
No,
goosebumps?
Yeah. You have to. This is the part I ain't figured out. When you sit in there, you got to sit in there until the water drains out.
You got to get in there before the water come in and after the water get out. You can't
And your feet and hands are like prunes? Yes.
Exactly.
What is happening?
But Ain't what? The dirt you isn't the dirt you just washed off still floating in the water?
It's still in there. It's still in there. It's still in there. Yeah. So you're getting that, the tub and the chair. Okay.
The tub, the chair that go up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
The cane.
Yeah, you need a bigger nightstand to put all your meds on top of it.
I already got that. I got that. I've already
You're way ahead
that.
Of the game.
I'm ahead of y'all. I'm ahead of y'all.
You claim it all already? Okay, cool.
Yes. All my lights, all my light bulbs is 200 watt. They bright.
Tommy, they only bright. Person, he the only person surely still got the clapper.
Yeah. We're, okay. Right.
Now, y'all don't understand fighting what I'm working with over here.
We're fighting it to the death, Tommy.
Oh,
old age, but you've accepted it. Huh? You own it.
Now,
all right.
Now listen, watch this here, y'all.
Okay.
My back windows that look out into my backyard.
Uh huh.
All of those about to be prescribed.
Okay. Magnifying.
They're gonna be whatever's in my glasses. That's what's gonna be on my back window. Okay. So
no,
everybody can
right
see
there.
What the hell is going on. I can't see what's going on in my backyard until we get these back windows prescribed.
I was going to ask you about glasses, but you took it to the next level.
I'm getting
level
all the windows done. People, yes, my kids, my wife, everybody going to have to see the way I see.
What about your windshield in your car? That too?
Prescribed already. Man.
Go ahead and be old pimp.
This is ignorant right here.
You gonna get that cell phone they be advertising that jitterbug. Them number with them play school numbers on it.
All of that.
One number junior takes up the whole screen because the numbers are so big.
When I text people, it look like a Big Chief tablet. You know what I'm talking about? It look for real. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you gonna.
I'm going through.
Yes, you are. Wow. Dang.
And I'm taking,
you're going to call
the hospital? I got all the medicine. Yeah, I got all the medicine that you take now. The ones for your knees, I got that. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you already gotten your plot? Like for when you die, have you already done that? Since we're going there.
I haven't really started on it, but I do have a magazine. I do have a magazine. Because what I'm not going to do, my kids ain't going to just lay me down and not do me right. So I'm going to have my stuff done.
Hey.
You ain't going to give me no rinky-dink tombstone. No, nah, I'm gonna be right when you come see me.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Let me ask you this, Tommy. Do you spend a lot of time in the room in the dark by yourself?
No, not yet.
You ain't doing that.
I'm on my way to that.
Old people like to sit in that dark.
By themselves. Okay, let me ask you this. How close to your chest, you know, your breast area are your pants right now? How high
I'm above
are, up
the
are they?
Navel now.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
above the navel
oh,
now.
Yeah. You're getting
okay,
there
so
for
I'm
sure.
on my way to it. I'm on my way to the... What the yeah, yeah. When
Hatched
that belt
up,
just come
say,
on. Yeah. When that belt come all right around your sternum, right in there.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm getting there. I'm embracing old. I'm embracing it. I'm not going to run from it.
Okay. What about the teeth? Okay. How are your teeth doing and all that?
Teeth are fine. I got three on the side that really ain't mine. I got that, but they in there, though. They in there. I buy a case of Just For Men now.
Oh, yeah. Buy it by the case.
Yeah. I buy it by the case. Because I have Gray that show up. I have Gray that just show up anytime it want to.
Oh, okay. So that you're just on automatic ship. It just comes to your house.
Oh,
by
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's they know when I run out.
Wow.
Now I'm finna do you, Junior. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I got how many pair I ordered? I ordered 6 pair. I got them shoes with that curve on it. You know what I'm talking
about? With that extra big heel.
Boy, let me tell you something. You ain't walked till you walked in them, boy. Yeah. Okay? Okay? Yeah. Now, the one thing I have not picked up yet is that little leather pouch that you put in that top pocket with them pins in it. I ain't got that yet.
Yeah.
When I get that, boy, I'm telling you, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Fanny pack.
No,
not the fanny pack.
Not the fanny
pack. That's what I was thinking.
It's a little leather thing you put on the top. You keep all your pins and you put it in your top pocket.
You realize none of this is sexy. It's not sexy.
All right.
But you're gonna make it, are you gonna make it sexy?
Sure, let me tell you something. In another month or so, when I pull my that little coin purse out with all them coins in it, I tell you to reach in there and get you some. What? When I tell you to reach in there and get you some, you better just get one. I'm just saying.
We gotta go. We'll be back with something funny at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, as we mentioned, Steve Harvey is off today after a big weekend down at Disney World with the Disney Dreamers Academy celebrating their 10th anniversary. What a great weekend. Thanks to everyone, all the Disney staff, and congratulations to the class of 2017. Great young men and women down there. Great. We had a great time, too.
We did.
On Friday for the live broadcast, thanks to all the parents who came out and participated. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. Carla's out today as well, and it's the three of us, the rest of the crew. It's the nephew, it's the junior, and it's the Shirley. Okay, we are here. We are here.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell y'all, when my son, my son was having a great time until he saw Mickey, and when Mickey came out,
he
my
loves
God.
Mickey. What happened?
He loved Mickey when Mickey ain't there.
Oh, the bigness of Mickey and everything kind of freaked him out a little bit.
And Mickey in there talking too. It was too much fun. He five. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. When my child, when Sheridan was really, really young, I took her and she saw Tigger and all she did was scream the entire time. She screamed.
Man.
So I get it. I don't know. It's something about them, seeing them. Yeah. Live, I think, Tommy. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, I mean, the first time was Chuck E. Cheese. That's when it really broke out, when he started having the big temper tantrum. I was like, oh, my God, you're losing it, dude. Come on. But the whole time in the car, we're going to see Chuck E. Cheese. We're going to see Chuck E. Cheese.
We're going
to see soon as Chuck E. come out. I don't want to see Chuck E.
I'll just say
all right, come on.
I want to see Chuck E.
Right or Wrong with the nephew and junior coming up. Oh,
you ain't gonna believe what this fool is saying now.
Really, Junior?
All this for a stupid.
All right. All right, it's time for Right or Wrong. Yes.
Yeah, but just
dog, can you do me a favor, though?
What?
Lose my number.
Okay. You want to talk to me, then you don't want to talk to me.
I don't even call you.
But not about foolishness.
Yeah.
What? Anytime we talk about the tour, then he want to talk.
Yeah.
Then when it's things that's on my mind, then he don't want to talk.
Oh. Okay.
So
well, you don't understand why though.
Mm-mm.
Well, Steve's out, so he won't be able to judge. I guess I'll have to do it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, Lord.
Shirley, this is so easy.
Yes.
This is so easy.
Okay.
All right. And evidently, he ain't. Took one biology class in school. I don't know what's going on with this boy.
Okay.
Shirley, tell this boy, you cannot, this young man, would you tell him that you cannot get pregnant at night because your sperm cells be asleep at night and they don't swim at night? Would you let this fool know that?
Yeah. 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 And it'd be damn serious.
Shirley, would you tell him late at night, sperm cells is sleep. You cannot get
nobody
pregnant.
So sperm cells in here talking. So what time is it, pimp?
Lose my number two, Tommy.
11:30. Okay, we better go to bed. We ain't working tonight.
What?
Shirley,
sleep. Sperm doesn't sleep.
They do at night. Nobody swims that late at night, Shirley. Anybody swimming at 2-3 in the morning?
Yeah, man, I don't really feel like working today. I'm going to go ahead. I ain't going to be no DNA tonight.
That's the sperm talking?
Yeah, I'm just going to be sleeping here because it's 12:30 a.m. We is not going out there today.
So
you
that's
doggone
why
right.
That's why they go to sleep, because they're busy. They're talking in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Working. Okay, so they're...
Yeah. Wow, Shirley, you siding with him?
Yeah.
I'm just... Tommy, come on.
Am I right or am I wrong?
No, is my question. Dead wrong.
You're wrong.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up a little after the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our headlines and national news. But right now, it is Monday, of course, and a lot of things went down in the church yesterday. So we'll get to those church complaints with the nephew right after this. You got him, Neff?
Yeah. I got you.
Yes. As you know, Pastor is out today. Mm-hmm. That is Reverend Motown.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Sister Carla. Don't.
And Sister Carla is out as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, Deacon Def Jam, which is me, I am here with so many church complaints, and my assistant, Deacon Junior, has come here, and he has helped gather some church complaints as well. Now, we can't answer what to do, Sister Shirley, but we just letting you know what the complaints are that we're collecting together so when Pastor gets back, we can go over that. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. Deacon Junior, yes, are you good? Let me start off by letting you the biggest thing that's happened in the church. Sister Peggy Carruthers and Brother Cecil Bailey just got married. Now, Sister Peggy is 82. And Brother Cecil is 89.
Mm-hmm.
And they are excited and proud to announce that they will be expecting their first child. She is 3 months pregnant, and they will be expecting their first child in the next 6 months.
At 81?
I mean, who they think they fooling?
At 81?
Yeah.
I know
she's
82,
Shirley, and he's 89.
So, sorry, that makes a big difference.
But the congregation is worried about the baby and who's going to care for the child. I don't know how we're going to handle this, but that's one thing we're going to have to let Pastor deal with when he returns. Once again, Sister Peggy Carruthers, 82, and Brother Cecil Bailey, 89, just got married this past week and expecting a child.
And she's already 3 months, so they were fooling around before they even got married. Yes. Wow.
Well, that's the reason why she wanted to hurry up and get married, Shirley. She didn't want the baby to be born, you know.
Yeah. Before she started showing and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we want to say good luck to them with their beautiful child that's on the way. Deacon Jr., do you have, I know you were helping me collect some of these complaints
this
weekend.
Yes, I have some, Deacon Def Jam.
Go ahead.
What voice is that? This is Deacon Jr., sure, to be quiet. Just had to do it. Can't use your real voice, got to use no voice. Brother Marcus McKinley, are you familiar with him, Deacon?
I am familiar with Brother Marcus McKinley.
He's over the fish fry fundraisers.
Yeah, we call him M&M. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he need to be replaced. Because over the weekend, after 2 fish and 5 loaves Friday night celebration, he left all the bones and all the catfish and choked every baby in the sanctuary.
Aww. That's not good.
We did not have near as many adults in there to perform the Heimlichs. We just need somebody else who gonna take the time to take all the bones out of the catfish.
If we did they have any light bread in there to be able to help?
We had just very little, so we had to break it out, just very minimal for people so they could have some bread to get the catfish bones
vinegar.
Out there. Yes, with vinegar. You got to put vinegar.
With vinegar, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to have that white vinegar.
And I noticed that we did have a problem with ketchup. It seemed like they kept running water in and winching it around because they was low on ketchup.
He's not responsible enough to be over the ministry.
All right, moving along. Sister Marvella, what's wrong, Shirley?
I'm just thinking about... Anyway, go ahead. 81 and pregnant? 82 and pregnant? Okay.
Shirley, some people have children.
Yeah, Sarah in the Bible.
Sarah. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Sarah was old.
She was 90.
Sister Narvella Jackson wants to march around Walmart because they keep running out of Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pies. She says it's racist, and she wants the church to march on Saturday until they bring in some, I don't know what, how it's racist, to bring in some pies. But Sister Carletta Jean Bailey says that's going to run into her hat sale that she has going on at the church, and ain't nobody finna do all this marching. So we have an issue with that.
Wow. Down at the
church
Walmart.
Church has problems.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we're going to have to get that to pass and figure out if we're going to march at Walmart or are we going to continue on with the hat sale. That,
I think I'm going to march because I love Patty's pies. Patty!
Yeah.
Come on, Patty.
Right. Go ahead, Deacon Junior.
Yes. Sister Shirley, Deacon Def Jam, I just want to let y'all know that Brother Carson of the church asked if he could reenact the wonderful picture that he painted of our immigrants coming over because he felt he was misunderstood. He just wanted to show y'all exactly what they was doing on the ship. They want to show all of the tea parties they was having and all of the nice fun that it was. So he asked if he don't mind we could just show y'all because he felt like he was misunderstood.
Yeah.
You know, there was no chains on there.
Right.
You know, everybody had full suits on. So he just wanted to just show y'all, if y'all don't mind, he just wanted to show y'all exactly what they look like.
Because
he felt like he was misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, he was showing that, you know, sometimes that the captain let some of the immigrants come up and drive the ship over here. So we just want to ask if he just go ahead and just do a reenactment, if that's all right with y'all.
No.
He felt like he was misunderstood.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben said that.
Yeah, Brother Ben. Yes, he did. He asked if he
Is it Uncle Ben or Brother Ben?
Uncle Ben got rice.
Yeah, well, they moved him over to the on the rice box.
Matter of fact,
know that, did you?
Uncle Ben was on the ship as well.
Yes, he was.
Passing out rice.
Come on here. Uncle Ben is now on the box.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Woo! As we mentioned, Steve Harvey is off today after a big day down at Disney World for the Disney Dreamers 10th anniversary, and that went well. Went well, as you heard, I'm sure, on Friday for our live broadcast. Carla's off today as well. The nephew's here. Junior's here. Shirley Strawberry is here. Nephew, Miss Ann is here as
Steve
well.
Steve didn't check in. Steve didn't check in with nobody to be all really.
Who
to
he
got to
check in
real.
Just tell me who he got to check in with.
Me. Somebody. He got to check in with somebody. You can't just.
I knew. He didn't
when
tell
you.
You
when you know it. When you know it.
Oh,
when I would it.
Oh, that threw me into something right there.
All right.
Miss Anna standing by. We'll discuss all of that just happened later.
She ain't noted either. We got national news with the beautiful Miss Ann Tripp.
Miss Ann, help.
Thank you. I don't know when he noted. I don't know it either. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Junior. Good morning, Shirley. Good morning, Tommy. Okay,
morning,
this is Ann Tripp, everybody. Good morning, everyone. Republican Senator John McCain, who was chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, was on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, asking the president, President Trump, to provide the information needed to prove that assertion. He says President Obama ordered his phones tapped during last year's election process. They want to see the proof.
Our Director of National Intelligence, General Clapper, testified that there was absolutely no truth to that allegation. The president has one of two choices, either retract or to provide the information that the American people deserve. I have no reason to believe that the charge is true, but I also believe that The President of the United States could clear this up in a minute.
That's right. Members of the House Intelligence Committee say they want the Justice Department to hand over any evidence they have of the president's President Obama's wiretapping, and they want about the President Trump's claims about it by the end of this day. Today is the last day. They want to see the evidence they have. In plainer terms, lawmakers are asking the president to either put up or shut up. The most prominent U.S. attorney in the nation, meanwhile, Preet Bharara, is going, but he's not going quietly. Bharara says he was asked to resign with all the rest of the holdovers from the Obama administration, but he refused, so he was fired. Right after he was elected, you may remember President Trump said that Bharara could stay on. But that apparently changed by Friday night. Many of the U.S. attorneys asked to quit had publicly announced their resignations. Preet Bharara says, yeah, well, just in case you want to know, I didn't resign. I was let go. In Texas, a three-judge panel, get this, has ruled that Republicans in Texas drew up the congressional district lines there in such a way as to weaken the power of minority groups at the ballot box, a power that former President Obama tried to protect before leaving office. The judges did not propose an immediate fix of the situation, however, and the state of Texas could still appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republicans hold two of the three congressional districts ruled invalid because the judges said that they were created with discriminatory intent, mostly against Latinos. Sad news, Joni Sledge, one of the members of the group Sister Sledge, has passed on. Yeah, Joni Sledge found dead in her Phoenix home on Friday. She was 60 years old. The cause of death for Joni Sledge has not been determined. Joni and her sisters, Kathy, Kim, and Debbie, may remember, formed Sister Sledge in the 1970s in their hometown of Philly. And that has become an anthem for so many of us, just family members, for women. They use it. So many people use that as their anthem. We are family. Tops of the box office this weekend, Kong, Skull Island.
Chances Island. Let me list all the ways you're going to die. Rain, heat, disease-carrying flies. And we haven't started on the things that want to eat your life.
We'll double that.
Plus a bonus if we make it back. If...
if Skull Island brought in $61 million. Logan number two, Get Out, which you got to see, came in at number three. And believe it or not, Hidden Figures is still in the top 10. It was number 7 this weekend, even though he was snubbed by the Oscars. That's right. And all the other stuff, you don't even see that in the top 10 anymore. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get Out, still hanging in there, huh?
Yes, it is. You got to go check it out. It's a fun movie. Even though it's like a billed as a horror movie, it's still, you know, a good story and everything.
I can't believe you went to see it. You don't sit well with horror movies.
No, but it's not like scary, evil, scary like that. It's not like that. But it's fun. You got to go check it out. Congratulations going out to Kevin Hart.
What Kev done now?
Okay, Kevin Hart and Ghostbusters were the big winners at Saturday's Kids' Choice Awards. Kevin took home 3 orange blimps, including favorite villain for his turn as a murderous bunny in The Secret Life of Pets. Remember that? Ghostbusters also walked away with 3 trophies, including favorite movie. Justin Timberlake came into the night with the most nominations. He had 7 nominations coming in, but he went home empty-handed. John Cena, the wrestler, served as host of the show. Performances by it was good. I'm just so happy for Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's a beast, man. A beast.
Yeah, he is. Today is this is interesting. National Napping Day.
I'm with it.
Yes.
Yeah, this day is observed every year. Following the return of daylight savings time, you lost an hour of sleep. So go ahead, take a nap today. We're sure your boss won't mind. Maybe that's what Steve's doing today since he's off. It is National Napping Day.
No exception.
That's where Shirley got that idea. I'm sure that's where Tommy got that idea from.
What?
In Right and Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's where he got it from.
Mm. Do I need to repeat that again?
No.
Do you need to hit what?
No, I'm just saying National Napping Day. You just...
Okay. There's a lot of
right and wrong we talked about, last hour.
Yes. And for those of you that weren't here, I let Junior know that it is impossible to get pregnant at night because your sperm cells are asleep. Okay? Don't nobody swim at night. And that's what you got to understand.
Just as stupid the second time around. It didn't change.
It didn't lose nothing.
Uh-uh.
We talked about this. People who get pregnant, they're getting pregnant during the day.
Oh, barely. My God.
Okay?
Boy.
Wow.
How many people be at work in the day?
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just saying, I don't understand how nobody don't agree with me.
Oh, man.
Wow.
When I give you these jewels like this, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sierra Russell Wilson had a scary moment last Friday afternoon. They got into a car accident. And, you know, Sierra is pregnant. Oh. Driver who was allegedly in the bus lane hit the right side of the car. The couple and their unborn baby were riding in. Witnesses say Sierra was driving her white Mercedes truck and made a left turn when a gray Volvo SUV slammed into the front passenger side of her vehicle. After the accident, Russell tweeted, "Mama Wilson and baby Wilson are feeling great. God is good."
Oh, man.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody exhale now. Yeah, that really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Glad well, I think he's here, the butterfly. I think I saw him fluttering.
Oh, he here. Steve the one ain't here. He here.
All right,
my people here.
The butterfly with the butterfly blog right after this. We'll be back at 18 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the butterfly waiting in the wings with the butterfly blog. Let's get to it. You always got Kevin Ross jam right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. It's only three of you all. Okay, so it's just four of us. I should have been able to sit in on the show. But good morning, Shirley, Tommy, and Junior. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, butterfly.
Morning, butterfly.
Love your flutter.
What's up?
Flap on, brother.
Like your outfit.
Very much. And you all let me know if you want me to sit in with you all the rest of the show, because I'm here. I'm available.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, we got it. Three of us got it.
Might be
we
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shirley, don't encourage
it. Shirley.
See, yes, thank you, Shirley.
Pick
up for
him.
Me.
Yeah.
Shirley, you gotta love this. You're going to love this. You have no idea what National Day it is. I heard you mention napping earlier, but it's also brace yourself. Can I get a drum roll, Cat Dog? You have no idea what this is, girl.
I don't. What else could it be?
National Potato Chip Day, girl. Potato Chip Day.
I gave him up for Lent, though, but yeah.
You got to run down the line, baby. Lay's potato chips. Oh, my God.
Can't
sour
just eat
cream
one.
Lay's. Those are good as
well. You can't just eat one, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. So I want to ask you, Junior and Tommy, what are your favorites growing up as a kid? Which one are your favorites as far as potato chips?
Cheese puffs.
Wow.
I just want to get my fingers dirty.
Cheese puffs. That's a good
one. I grew up in Chicago, so it was J's all the way. Rhymes with Lay's, but it was J's in that blue and white bag. Navy blue and white.
J's.
With some hot sauce.
Tommy.
I got to go with Doritos. I'm sorry. Doritos all day, hands down. And now the spicy Doritos. That's the one for me.
Are you still into Doritos? All right. I love chips.
But can I tell you the ones I like?
What?
Some Funyuns. Girl, I love me some Funyuns. Because it's fun, you know, Funyuns. I love it.
Funyuns.
It's me. It's got me written all over it. Funyuns.
Okay.
I love it. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. But when we were younger, we used to go to the ballpark, and they would cut the Fritos on the side.
Uh-huh.
They cut it on the side and then they pour chili in it. Did you ever do that?
Oh yeah.
Frito pie.
Yeah.
A Frito pie. That was just outstanding for me. With a little cheese. It was good.
Do people
but it
still
is national.
Eat Fritos? You still eat
I'm
Fritos?
Not sure.
Yeah, I haven't had those since
I'm not
kid,
sure if they eat Fritos or Frito pies or whatever the case is.
Well, when you get the variety pack, they be the last ones left in there.
Ain't nobody
grabbing them.
Ain't nobody feeling Fritos like they used to anymore.
There's some sour cream in
there. Let me
chips.
Tell you. Let me tell you what people are feeling.
What?
Okay? They are feeling myself, Tommy, and of course, Keir Jr. Spates. All right. We are going to be in New Orleans on Friday night. Where are we going to be, Junior, on Friday?
At the UNO Arena.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then on Saturday, we're going to be in Mobile, Alabama at the Sanger Theater. Shirley, this is... what's the name of it, Junior? Tell them.
Southern Fried.
Southern Fried Comedy.
Hey, man, you don't never say that when I'm saying the name of the tour. Don't say what you like.
Say it. Let's say it together. Southern Fried.
Southern Fried.
Say it. Southern Fried.
Southern Fried.
See there, when you put your cheese puff with my Funyuns, you don't know what you're going to get.
I'm not getting nothing.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, coming up, this is a sneak peek look inside of the Harvey household, Harvey family. Coming up, nephew's going to give us little known things about his Uncle Steve, some things we just didn't know. We'll be back at 48 after.
Woo. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, remember last month we had little known Black History Facts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've kind of changed that, reconfigured it, so to speak, because the nephew's in the building with little unknown facts about his uncle.
Come on.
Not Black History Facts, but just facts we didn't know. We thought we knew Steve, but apparently we don't.
Sometimes
Tommy's here to enlighten us
about
his uncle. Okay, right after this.
Girl, words can express love.
Wow. Wish we had some music for this segment. Little known facts about my Uncle Steve, starring the nephew.
Okay, you know, a lot of people always ask me some behind the scene things, things that you don't know.
Oh, that's nice, Kat. Yeah,
things you don't know about Uncle Steve. Well, I'm going to drop some jewels on y'all today. Y'all cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Check this out now.
Pull back the curtain.
Check it out, Junior.
Okay.
Here we go. Saturday, September 23rd, 1978. I think Uncle Steve probably was about 21 years old at that time. All right?
Wow.
I'm at the house. He leaving the house to get ready to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire in concert. And the boy was butter. I mean, looked just like him. Well, I'm talking about got the hat on, got the whole outfit on. He glittering, he shining, pants tight, had a big cummerbund built into the pants, come all the way around the waist. He fly. You got me?
Okay. Now, I'm getting this visual, yeah.
You got the visual. He go to the concert. Now, this just what they telling me after the concert is over with. But he goes to the concert. I think he third or fourth row. Got some incredible tickets. Now, his favorite song is about to jump off. But Uncle Steve got to go to the bathroom.
That's the way of the world?
But right there, he got to make a decision, Shirley.
Oh, either he loves that song.
You know, but you got to go to the bathroom. He got to go to the bathroom real bad. And from my understanding, my Uncle Steve made an executive decision. That boy stood there on that third row and peed on himself right there during the whole song of That's the Way of the World. Peed all the way down that row. I'm talking his whole outfit, shiny red pants, everything just completely messed up.
Wow.
And from this day on, what y'all don't know about my uncle, from this day on, from that day on, all the way to now, Uncle Steve wear astronaut drawers. Y'all didn't know that, did you?
No. And what are those?
Y'all
what
didn't know those? Astronaut drawers. Them is drawers you wear, you know, that you can wear a long period of time. You know what I'm saying? You can wear them for 2 days in case you got to go. So that's a lot of time. When y'all be looking at him on Family Feud and his talk show, Uncle Steve be peeing right there.
Like a baby in a diaper?
Be peeing right there. Look, just top surveys on the board. Be sitting right there peeing.
Oh my God.
Y'all ain't know this.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you some things about Steve Harvey today that y'all don't know. It's some things y'all don't know about Steve Harvey. And right here today, let me tell you something. When you play That's the Way of the World, when you play it right now, I ain't going to lie to you, he start peeing. Do you hear me? I'm not lying. Look at him in his eyes when we play that song. I ain't lying. He peeing.
I will never be able to look at him in his eyes again after knowing this. Ever.
I'm just telling you. I'm going to give it to you all day today. I'm going to give you things about Steve Harvey you don't know.
Wow.
I can't believe you, man.
Okay.
What? What, Junior? You don't want to know?
Man, okay. I go with it.
We don't want to know that, nephew.
Man.
Okay.
That he peed on the third row? You don't want to know this?
Coming up, the ignorance continues. It never stops on this show. The prank phone call coming up at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up
at
the top of the hour, we have the strawberry letter. Subject, sometimes it's best to tell a lie.
Hmm.
All right, I know the guys will agree with that on the show.
Yes.
No, that's right.
Sometimes it's best to tell a lie. All right, Steve Harvey's off today. Carl is off today. The nephew is here, though, and his prank phone call is coming up next. What you got, Neff?
You in my house?
Huh?
You in my house.
Okay.
Follow me now. Watch me. I'm going somewhere.
You scare me sometimes.
All the time. Listen to the prank. Listen to the prank.
Hello? Hey, this is Preston. Where did y'all leave the key at? I'm about 2 hours out.
You got the wrong number, bro.
Call him back. Yeah, is this Troy?
Yeah, it's Troy. Who this?
Hey, this is I'm Preston, man. Listen, I'm on my way to the house. I'm about 2 hours out. Where did y'all leave the key at, man?
Hold on, wait. Let me get up. You on your way to what house?
I'm on my way there. Are you at the house?
I'm at my house. Yeah. What did you say your name was?
This is Preston. Okay. Hold on, man. I don't understand. Okay, I'm on my way to the house.
What house? That's my question. What house you talking about?
Okay, are you at 69 Woods Drive?
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay. I don't understand that. All right. So listen. I'm about 2 hours out, man. I got two U-Haul trucks. We en route there. We'll be there in about 2 hours. But I thought y'all was out the house by now. I'm kind of see where the key at.
Out the house? What? Hold on. What's going on, man? Let me get up. Hold on. What you say? You got two U-Haul trucks. What you got them for? What's in there?
I'm moving into the house. I bought the house.
You moving into what?
Okay, how you don't know I bought the house, man?
What house you talking about?
Oh, you on Woods Drive. I bought this house from Tisdale.
Tisdale. That's who we got the house from. Wait, you say you bought the house?
Okay, wait a minute. You leased the house from Tisdale, right?
Yeah, right. We still got about another year left in my lease. We ain't out this house for another year. I mean, and we supposed to renew that.
Okay, we got a problem. Let me try to. Okay, dog.
Yeah, we bought. Let me get my wife on. I need to get my wife on the phone.
Hold on a minute. Uh-huh. Okay, so now Tisdale tell me that y'all supposed to be at the house, and I'm calling because he said y'all gonna leave the key in a certain place.
Tisdale ain't told you no like that. Let me get Tisdale on the phone, we ain't hearing nothing about no selling or no house or no nothing like that.
Okay, well I didn't bought the house from Tisdale, and I'm 2 hours out. I might get there a little quicker. How soon do you think y'all gonna get y'all stuff out the house?
Get what stuff out what house?
Y'all gonna have to get y'all stuff out the house.
Get what stuff? You a guy lot of that? You think we gonna get we look like I said. Man, we need to get Tisdale on the phone and get this cleared up. I tell you what, you bring the U-Haul trucks if you want to. Y'all better take that back where you come from. I tell you that.
Listen, the mistake, first of all, okay, you arguing with me about my house. That's my house.
Now you in me off. I'm gonna tell you like I'm gonna tell Tisdale. Ain't none of this ain't going down the way you think it's going to go down. You understand? We signed a lease to be in this house for a year. I mean, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be in this house for a whole year. You ain't going to be in here for another year. So you might as well go and get yourself
in. We don't own the house no more. I own the house. You got to get your out, man. I'm 2 hours out.
Yeah, man.
I'm
look, two, man. Listen to me now. Listen. We done been in this house 5 years, okay? We got 1 year left in this house. Okay, look, ain't gonna be no moving in today. I can't move, man. I got wife, I got kids, and man. It's like you said. We gotta talk Tisdale. But I'm telling you, man, you pull up today and U-Haul. I swear, for Lord, I'm gonna whoop your. You done called me with all this. I ain't got no notice or nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Tisdale ain't got nothing to do with it. Tisdale wanted to
agree with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, well, that's between you and Tisdale, but right now, I'm on my way to my house, and you got to get your out of my house.
No, you on your way to my house.
No,
you come to my house, you're going to get your ass handed to you.
let me say this. Wait, is your wife and kids there right now?
They at church. Where your need to be?
Okay. Is there any room in? What's in the garage? Any room in the garage? Can you move all your stuff?
No, what's in my garage? You raggedy. Like I just told you, you pull up to my house, gonna get some furniture moving in this.
Hey man, let me tell you something. You getting your black look.
I ain't going nowhere. Will you come make me do it? You come make me do it. Move out my house today. What's in my garage? Then what's in your garage? If you tell me that, what's in your garage?
Look, I'm gonna allow you to do this. Move all your stuff into the garage.
No, I'm gonna allow you to get your.
I see now. You want your whooped in front of your wife and kids.
So you gonna whoop my? Is that what you gonna do? I tell you what, you bring them you hoes, you bring your wife, your kids, your dog, and you bring any about it. I whoop all your right here in front of my house.
It's not your house. It's mine. I bought the house from Tuesday.
Look, I tell you what, you meet me right in front of the yard. I'm gonna be right out here standing in my. I'm gonna whoop your in my robe and my house shoes. How about that? Gonna tell me to move out my house.
You know what, you better call Tisdale.
What? You don't mean what you say?
Do you know what else Tisdale told me to tell you?
I tell you one thing. You gonna tell me whatever Tisdale told you, but I tell you one thing. I ain't moving out my house today. I'm telling you that right now. Ain't gonna be no moving out here. You say whatever Tisdale told you to say.
I'm gonna tell you this. Hear what Tisdale told me to tell you. Tisdale told me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Troy, your wife and Tisdale got me to prank phone call you.
The f***? This is some boo. I done put my pants on. I done put my boots on. I'm waiting. I'm sitting right here in my living room looking at the window, waiting for this you all to pull up. Because I'm sure going to tear fire from your boy. I tell you, man, I can't even go back to sleep now. You done got me fired up.
Hey, Troy, I got to ask you before I go, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey's Morning Show. Ain't that bad?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Uh-huh. I got to give y'all one more shirt.
One more what, nephew? Set it up. What?
I got to let this. I'm trying to give y'all things about Steve y'all don't know yet.
Man.
Then we get to
the unknown, little known facts about your uncle.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, real quick, check this out. Uh-huh. This is the reason why Steve Harvey did not become a singer.
Wait. What? Let me interrupt you. Let's review. What was the first one real quickly one more time in case people are just joining us?
Oh, the first one was the day when he peed on himself at the concert Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mm-hmm. And then
why
from
did
that
I
point
ask
on,
you to repeat that?
All the way now, he's been wearing astronaut drawers. These are things y'all don't know, that he wear astronaut drawers all the time. So don't think he walking around in briefs and all that like you wearing. He got on astronaut draw.
He gonna
now,
kill you.
Here's something else y'all don't know.
Okay,
Uncle Steve was supposed to be in a singing group. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because he loves music so much.
Right. Uh-huh. Now back in the day, him and his boys thought they was gonna replace the Temptations. They was the Renovations. Okay.
The Renovations.
Yes.
That sounds like
HGTV. It was five of them. And they used to come. They used to come to my grandma's house, and they used to be practicing in the front room. They gonna be the Renovations, and they practice. Sun up, sundown. They getting their moves together and everything. So I remember this clearly because they said, "Okay, we gonna get our hair done tonight. Everybody come back tomorrow and be at rehearsal."
Yes.
Uncle Steve decides he gonna put his conk on. He done went and got some lye, some egg. Now, you supposed to have potatoes. We didn't have no potatoes at the house. He used yams. Okay? Now, he got Vaseline all around the edges of his head.
He used
sweet potato instead of potato. And I'm telling him, I say, dog, I got to tell you something. He said, go on, boy, get out of my way. I'm doing something. I'm finna be part of the renovations. I say, but I need to tell you this. He said, go on now. Then he got all this stuff on his hair. And do you know, I'm trying to tell him that the water is shut down on the whole block. He turned on the faucet and can't rinse this stuff out of his head.
That lie completely, he had patches and everything all over his head. Got to rehearsal the next day, and they kicked him out of the renovations. Kicked him
that's
out of
there. That's why he never was in it.
That's why he never became a singer. He don't say renovations around him. Watch him start crying. He
you
never
know
became.
See it tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. You know
never became one of the renovations. Ever.
All right.
I'm just
let's get into
to you
the
like
letter.
It is.
Man. Well, you know, you were there. All right. Let's get into the letter now. Subject, sometimes it's best to tell a lie. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been with the same man for the last 7 years. I love this man with all my heart and would do anything for him. We have been engaged for 6 years and have not gotten married yet because of a few issues. There is hesitation on his part because of his lack of trust in me. It's my fault. Not too long ago, I lied about an accident I had in my car. Then I ended up telling him the truth about what happened. Because I finally admitted it, he claims that I cannot be trusted. We argue often about him not being able to let this go. I also recently decided to lie to him about a bill being paid in order to keep the peace. I know it was wrong, but I thought it was the right thing to do for the sake of arguing. This just made things worse. I ended up paying the bill, but not before he discovered that I lied about it. He has told me that he is not sure if he can trust me because of these lies. He says he wants to work things out and stay together, but I can tell he is holding a grudge. Is there anyone else that believes in telling a lie in order to keep the peace?
Yes.
I think he's overreacting. Am I wrong for thinking that? Should I insist that he just go ahead and leave, or should I leave? Please help. Well, looks like you've come to the right place for sure. And I really hate to say this. I really do. But your problem was lying in the first place, because after you lie, you have to keep the lie going. Once you started, haven't you learned anything from listening to that this show? You have to keep the lie going, unfortunately. Coming clean is just not an option if you want to keep this man. But you did come clean, didn't you? You did. You finally decided to own up to the truth because your conscience was eating away at you and stuff like that. I mean, these weren't like big, major, you know, like cheating lies or anything like that. You know, this wasn't those kind of lies. But some people just have a problem with other people lying to them. And I get that. I mean, I'm one of those people. I don't like people telling me lies, because when you lie to me, it makes me think you think I'm stupid. And I don't like that. So, you know, maybe it's that. Or maybe he's just using an excuse, this as an excuse. Have you thought about this? To not marry you. You guys have been together for 6 years, 7 years, engaged for six. What is he waiting on to pop the question? Now you just gave him a reason to hold off for another 6 years. All right. So when you ask the question, are you wrong? Should you insist that he just go ahead and leave, or should you leave? That to me is more of an issue than the actual lying stuff that you did, because I think really, 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 he's just trying to prolong this marriage situation. So if you want to see, go ahead and leave. Go ahead and leave and see what the deal will be after that. All right? We'll come back with the nephew and his response.
That's all you got for him right there? That's what you're going to tell him?
That's it. That's it. And I mean that.
You mean, what you just said.
Uh-huh. I mean that. I mean that.
And I bet
that.
You I mean everything I say when we come back. I bet you I mean everything I say.
All right, part two, the nephew is coming back. His take on this letter subject, sometimes it's best to tell a lie. We'll be back at 18 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of this strawberry letter, the subject, sometimes it's best to tell a lie. Up next, the nephew's response. I'm sure you're going to have some great advice for a nephew, because you're not into lying.
What?
That's up next. You tell the truth all the time. All right, here we go. Back to the letter subject. Sometimes it is best to tell a lie. This young lady wrote in. She's been with the same man for the last 7 years. They've been engaged for six. She wants to get married, but the reason they haven't got married, she said, is her fault because not too long ago she lied to him about something, about an accident she had in the car, and he says he can't trust her. Then there was this business about an unpaid bill. She lied and told him she had paid the bill. He found out she didn't pay it, so he constantly brings up the fact that he can't trust her. That's why they can't move forward and get married in their relationship. So she wants to know, is she wrong? For thinking that he's overreacting, is there anyone else on the show that believes in telling a lie in order to keep the peace? And should she insist that he goes ahead and leaves, or should she leave? And she wants our help. Nephew?
Lying is good for the soul. You have to lie.
Really?
Lying? What is? Why are you so down on yourself about your lying, baby? You got to lie.
Yeah.
I don't know a relationship that's not built on lying.
What?
Huh?
What?
Have you ever seen truth keep a relationship together?
Yes!
No, you gotta lie. Baby, let me tell you something. If you had an accident, if you claiming you had an accident in your car, do that. Take your car. Run it into something. Ride your lie out. You got to be a beast with your lie, girl. Really? If you lied about the bill, let me tell you something. If you lied about this bill, every time he walk in the house, be on the phone cussing them people out about that bill.
You got, what do you mean?
What? Soon as he walk in, I know damn well I paid the bill. I don't know why y'all keep calling me with this mess. And then hang the phone up. I told you, I'm sick of them people down there. I'm sick of them. I done paid this bill, and they keep on coming back and forth with this. You got to ride your lie. You got to commit to your lie. Let me tell you something. You ain't lying good until you believe it. Believe your lie.
Yeah.
You understand me? You know how many people believe they lying God with? Look at OJ. Didn't he get off? OJ rolled that lie out, didn't he? How long did Milli Vanilli lie to us? Didn't they lie?
Almost got two Grammys out of the deal.
Yeah, they did get Grammys. Yeah.
Mariah Carey lied New Year's Eve night. Ain't sung one damn song. Lied. Am I lying?
Nuh-uh.
Soulja Boy been lying, talking about he can whoop Chris Brown ass. You know you can't whoop Chris Brown.
That's
You're
a lie.
Just sitting up in that line.
That's a lie.
This is good. You can lie, baby, but you got to believe in your lie. If you don't want to say they lied, the alternative facts is what it is. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's still a lie. You can handle it. It's women walking around lying right now. No damn well that ain't your hair. That is not your hair. You lying. Them ain't your breasts. You're lying. That ain't your butt. You're lying, baby. Everybody lying. You just got to commit to your lie, and you don't know how to commit to it. That's your problem. But I can get you through it. You just got to take a nice little old lie class. I don't know nobody.
A lie class?
I don't know nobody who has told the truth, and it did some good for them. It ain't. There isn't anyone, baby.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Tommy. It's one being played out on national TV right now. President Trump lying about the President Obama tapping his phone.
Trump, Trump lied to get in the office. What are you talking about?
But he's sticking to his lie, Tommy. He's sticking to his lie.
And you ride your lie out, baby girl. So right now, today, you've been in this relationship for 6 years. Take your car today and run it into something.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to make up for this stuff. We're gonna get you on course with your lies. Trust me, I know how to lie. I lie with the best of them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Can't wait to see Greenleaf. I can't wait. Season 2 premieres tomorrow night. And we'll probably, first of all, I'll say you're welcome, but we'll probably be talking to Oprah tomorrow as well. She produces that show and stars in it as well. Greenleaf is back. What a great show that is, about a mega church. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, coming up, the nephew is on a roll this morning. Little known facts about his uncle, Steve Harvey, we did not know. Steve's off today, of course. Carla's off today.
Y'all don't know because y'all don't ask. Y'all got to ask.
But this is a perfect time to give him to us, though, when he's not here, so he won't kill you.
Oh, tomorrow he's
real deal.
Yeah.
But I do know that.
Hey, Tommy, let me correct something really quickly that I just said. Greenleaf premieres Wednesday night. I kept saying tomorrow night, but it's Wednesday night. Wednesday night, okay. I'm so excited for it to come on. I put it on a day early. How about that?
Mm-hmm. So, we'll talk to the Queen on Wednesday?
Oh, yes. Yes, we will. Okay. Oprah Winfrey.
There you go. All right. Y'all want another one?
Come on now.
Yeah. Little known all facts. Right. All last month, it was Black History, Little Known Facts. This month, apparently, since Steve's out today anyway, Little Known Facts about Uncle Steve, starring Nephew Tommy.
Check this out. Here go another one y'all don't know.
What?
16 years old. Uncle Steve was 16 years old.
Okay.
We in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
It's 10 below. The temperature is 10 below. This is one
That's
of the coldest
cold.
Days, all right?
That's cold.
This is the day that Uncle Lee, Uncle Steve's lips got frozen together. Let me tell y'all something. Outside playing.
Ouch.
And I don't know what, he chewing gum and decided he was going to blow a bubble. And before he could get the bubble out, his lips froze right there. Let me tell you something. You have no idea how long it took to get them lips. We tried to run some warm water under the in the kitchen sink, but we couldn't get them lips in that sink to run that water over it.
Right.
We had to put the oven on 220 and bag him in there. Bag him in there head first. It took 25 minutes to thaw them damn lips out. That boy ain't chewed gum since then. You ain't never seen him chewing no gum.
That. I've never seen him chew gum. And if he ever puts some gum in his mouth, he gets irritated really quickly.
Because them lips got froze back in Cleveland, 10 degrees. Let me tell you something. Give him some gum. See don't you get cussed out. Give him some gum. See don't you get cussed out.
That explains
I'm just trying to tell y'all
it.
Stuff y'all don't know. Stuff y'all don't know, Shirley.
Oh, man.
So were they that same size as they are now back then?
Same lips been that size since he was a child.
Man.
Wow.
Same lips. Them is airbags he got. Them is some lips right there. You understand?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, you know what day and what time it is. It is Monday. It's time for Weekend Confessions with the nephew. Because what nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through.
That's right.
Get a nephew a call, baby. 877-29-STEVE. You do not have to call in here with your real name. Let's go on, keep it on the low and just tell the nephew. Go on, get it off your chest. I'm in the booth. The booth is open.
give us an example, baby. Give us an example, nephew, of a fake name, somebody.
Bicycle Riggins. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Don't come here with your real name.
Yeah, you know, Hot Chocolate
Don't
Johnson.
It.
You know, something like that.
Don't do.
You know, yeah, Fillmore Slim. You know, Strawberry Williams. Anything like that.
All right.
Anything like that.
Nephew Tommy, use that one, you know.
Yeah, no, if that helps you. Come on.
All right, so call us with your Weekend Confessions. That's coming up a little after the top of the hour. And then coming up next, I've got a story just for you, nephew. Okay, you're a newlywed. It's about married men and sex.
All right, I got you. I got you. I got all that.
Okay, we'll see.
It ain't what it used to be, I tell you that.
That's for you, Steve Harvey. Enjoy yourself today. Yeah, enjoy yourself on your off day. Get some rest. Get some rest. You deserve it. All right, Tommy, this one's for you. And Junior, too, this is for you. I got something in here for you as well. I know, but there's something in here for you as well. A new survey, Tommy, has found that married men are having less sex today than they were 15 years ago. Okay?
That's true.
This is true. And guys in committed relationships, on average, were doing it 16 fewer times per year between 2010 and 2014 than they were between 2000 and 2004. They were also getting busy 9 fewer times from 2010 to 2014 compared to 1995 and to 1999. Okay, you got that? So, okay, you got, and you say you agree
I
with
was,
that.
Okay, so now
I'm You're once married every, now.
Yeah, once every 3 weeks now. It's a damn shame over here.
Man, okay? That's every three
it's
weeks,
just, I'm over here on damn shame. I'm just telling you, Junior, before you come over here. I'm over here on damn shame.
Okay? All right. Well, let's see what Junior's doing in his life. It says, the same survey says single men, Junior, on the other hand, have enjoyed the same amount of action throughout the two decades. Okay? You got that?
Okay.
So you haven't changed. You have not changed.
Oh, no, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, it says
so. So feed my ego, Junior, once a week. How many times?
Nine.
Wow.
Nine?
Amazing.
It's only
Amazing.
7 days in a week.
We double up on Thursdays.
That's what I'm talking about, boy. Woo, make me proud.
Yeah.
Man, I'm over here pulling weeds out the flower bed and everything, man. I ain't doing nothing.
I'm over here having Thunder Thursdays. Man. What?
You double up on Thursdays.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not surprisingly, the frequency declines the older you get. This is for single men. Men in their 20s do it over 80 times a year. After that, it's all downhill with the numbers declining by 3.5% each year. So there you go.
Nine times,
man. Yeah, dog.
Nine.
You know, yeah, dog. I hey, you know, I call my girl. She's like, hey, what you doing? I was like, hey, come on through. I'm here.
Now, you know what I'm doing for excitement, dog?
What you doing, man?
What?
Man, I'm in Walmart, dog. They got new tiles and stuff on sale. I'm in Target. I'm all that turns me on. Now.
Well, I know Target, but I don't know Walmart. I know Walmart.
Same thing. And don't let me fall off in Home Depot. It's on and popping. That's where my love is now. I'm in that.
Oh. Well, maybe you need to get some plastic surgery, Tommy, or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Well, the American Society for Plastic Surgery has been crunching numbers last year, and they figured out that the men made up about 10% of all the cosmetic surgeries performed for the year.
But
so
what
who
they
knows?
Get,
yeah, okay. Number five. Get? Number five, men are getting Botox. These are the top five things that the men are getting.
Botox.
Yeah, Botox. Number four, they're getting nose surgery, rhinoplasty. Number three, eyelid. Eyelid surgery. Number
what
two. I think it lifts your eyes.
Like
remember when you were kids, you used to take your fingers. Remember when you were kids, you used to take your fingers
and flip
pull
them
your
off.
Eye. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two. This is crazy. Number two. Male breast reduction.
Tommy need that right now.
I ain't got no male breast.
Boy, are you crazy? You didn't come up to me and tell you. You didn't come up to ask me to snap that up for you in the back.
No, I did not.
You know what they call that?
On this remote.
They call them moobs, man boobs. Okay, moobs. All right. Number one is liposuction. Liposuction for guys. I could see that.
I can see that
for guys.
I can see
yeah.
that.
But
I can see that.
Breast reduction and eyelid surgery? Really?
Yeah, I can't. Man, I can't even be your homeboy. You said tell me you need a breast reduction. We not friends no more.
At all.
So, yeah, maybe if you get that, then maybe, you know, you get more. I don't know how that works.
And the Botox
maybe.
Is for what again?
You know, the for butt? Those lines in your, like, forehead and stuff. And some people put it under their arms if they sweat too much, if they have too much perspiration.
Well, then, I got an uncle that's perfect for this. Please tell me the information on this. Who we get Uncle Johnny to stop sweating for no reason?
Uncle Johnny.
You just got to get some stronger deodorant. That's all. Why you got to go do this here?
All right, let's
get under there.
Let's get ready for Weekend Confessions. That's coming up with the nephew.
Some flour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, this is your time to shine or, well,
shine.
For everybody
else, ridiculously stupid.
Really, it's just, you know, Weekend Confessions. That's all. People want to call in and get things off their chest, and I'm here for that. My booth is open. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. Have you ever sat in the booth and confessed before, Shirley? You just confess. That's all?
Huh. I don't know. My life. Uh-uh. Okay. Too much
like
shopping. Bought too many
you
shoes over the weekend.
That's your problem anyway.
Anyway, you ready? 877-29-STEVE. Call us if you want to confess to the nephew. Let's go to line two. Is this his real name, Tyrone, out of North Carolina? I thought you told him to use fake names.
He might not be Tyrone. Tyrone?
Okay, Tyrone, how are y'all?
We good, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning to everybody. I'm sorry Steve don't admit to hear this, but I've got a confession.
Go ahead.
Tommy, this is strictly for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm a police officer. Been a police. Mm-hmm. I'm a veteran police officer in North Carolina.
All right.
Now, I know you had said that I can disguise some names, but that's what I'm going to do. So I was working extra duty, working at the local Walmart. I was seeing a manager there, and which was kind of good because I could see her while I'm working and vice versa.
Right.
Well, in the corner of my eye, I saw a girlfriend who I was trying to hook up with that had a Walmart smock over her left arm. Mm. And now I'm going to call her Tamika. So Tamika comes up to me and says, hey, what are you doing? I'm working extra duty. And she goes, well, this is my first day at work here.
Uh-oh.
Now, the story of this is called a bee in a box. Now, B for a bad word, but a bee in a box. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So as the time goes on, as I'm getting off work, I go, and just to make sure that everything is okay, I go take a stroll through Walmart. So I'm basically looking for either one of them. I find them two on one aisle when the manager basically looks at me with an eye like, you know, how are you doing, boo? I immediately turn around and walk out. I am busted. I am busted. So now my shift is about to get over, and the manager walks out to me and says, hey, can I meet you somewhere? I need to talk with you. I said, oh, Lord, here we go.
Right.
I said, well, where do you want to meet at? She goes, meet at the firehouse down the road. You know, of course, firefighters, they're asleep. And okay. I said, okay, I'll meet you at the firehouse in front. So what bad can happen in front of a firehouse? So I knew the manager was moving. That's why I started seeing this other lady. So she comes up in her car, and I see a car full of boxes.
Hurry up.
She asked me about the other woman, and I said, no, that woman's just a badge bum. No, she is nothing to me. I don't even hardly know her. She wants to get with me.
Right.
Tommy, what does she do?
I'm looking for a vein.
What?
She pops out of the box.
What?
She pops out. The other girl pops out of the box and said, "We're going to get your ass." Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And,
no, I got it. Get your ass. Yeah.
I basically put my patrol car in drive, and I am gone. Well, guess what? They are chasing me in my police car. I'm being
so somebody chasing the police now.
Oh,
I am being chased by two women.
Come on, Tyrone.
In my police
Come on,
car.
Tyrone.
Even to the point to where I'm even having to go through some intersections, and they're right behind me.
So how fine are you, Tyrone?
So I said, what better place to go hide is the police station.
Right.
You went to the precinct.
I went to the precinct. They turned around and said, we've got your number. We're going to get you. I said, okay, that's fine, whatever. I run back into the police station.
So let me ask you this, Tyrone. Why? Let me ask you this. While they was driving, was the girl still in the box?
No. Well, she was crawling out. She had crawled into the front seat as I put my car in drive.
What?
And see, they were driving a Saturn. I don't think those little Saturns can keep up with
a Saturn.
This is a long story, Tyrone, but it's good.
But it got better, though.
Uh-huh. It's good.
So anyways, they go again. One of them calls me and says, well, guess what? I am moving. You're done. I'm over with. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I said, I apologize. I tried to play it off. But guess what the other one did later on that night?
Talk to me.
They called Tyrone.
There you go, T-Roney. You know, see what a good high-speed chaser do for your man.
the longest story ever, man. But it was cool, though.
It was worth it at the end, though, sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I think we have time for another one. Let's go to line 4, Kat, and talk to Tiffany out of New York.
Tiffany.
Hey, what's going on, nephew?
Uh-oh, she's mad.
Go ahead, Tiffany.
Yeah, this past weekend, I played a little prank on my sister's so-called boyfriend. I used her phone and found out he was nothing but a cheater.
Okay.
So basically, I was spying for her and found out that, yeah, everything that I was, you know, my hunch was on, it was true. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he told me, and the thing is, he was flirting with me, everything, Tommy, everything. I mean, even tried to hook up with me.
So you're calling to confess for him?
What?
That he was a cheater.
Yeah, basically, because, I was pretending to be my sister, just spying for her, and I ended up telling her, and she ended up kicking him to the curb.
Oh, well, that's a good weekend.
Yeah, okay. All right, Tiffany, job well done. Yeah. Let's go to line 5 and talk to Talisha out of D.C.
Morning, Talisha.
Okay. Let's go to line 7 and talk to Mike. Sorry about that, Tommy. Let's talk to Mike out of Tennessee.
Mike it is. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Talk to me, Mike.
Tommy, you're going to be proud, man. You're going to be proud. So me and my girl got into it this weekend, man. I don't spoil her from day one. We've probably been together about 5-6 years, man. She ain't got to pay for nothing but her bills. So she gets mad at me because I told her I ain't had the extra money for her to just go mess off with her friends. I'm like, nah, we, you know, we're just going to stack a little more money than you can do with some stuff you want. She gets mad. I get into it. So her homegirl over there. So I'm like, man, look, I ain't even take my car. So I strike off walking. So about midway down the street, her friend pulls up beside me. It's like, where are you going and why are you walking? And I worry about it, man. She said, well, get in. So I hop in the car with her. So we end up at the liquor store, going down the interstate, and everything just collided from there, man. Just girl calling me. I'm driving the her best friend car. She, getting smart, you know what I'm saying, in between the lines. And we pull over on side of the interstate and make it happen, man.
Right there on the interstate.
What?
Right there on the interstate, man.
Got your little liquor on the side. Y'all just on the side of the road.
Man, sipping Hennessy.
Sipping on that hen. Yeah. Right, sipping on that hen and all y'all on the side of the road. That's what I'm talking about. That's y'all
right.
on
that gravel.
You on that gravel side. Right there on that gravel.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, what mile marker was y'all at then? Man, look, what y'all at?
I can't say all of that, but the police might be listening, man.
The police was in a high-speed chase yesterday being chased by somebody in a Saturn. You good.
Did y'all see them?
Wow, Mike. Okay, we have more weekend confessions. More weekend confessions coming up. If you want to confess to the nephew, call us 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are in the middle of weekend confessions with the nephew. Go ahead.
Yeah, we didn't have a police officer been chased. I like this. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. In a Saturn, got ran down.
I didn't even know them things would go that fast.
877-29-STEVE, call us with your confession for the nephew. I just want to spend a little time with you. With your permission, you can let your hair hang down. But only if it feels right. Okay, back to the phones we go. For weekend confessions.
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. It's weekend confessions with the nephew, 877-29-STEVE. Get on the line and tell me what you did this weekend that you are trying to just get off your chest. Don't give me your real name. Just, you know, camouflage that thing and let's get to it.
All right. Well, she took your advice. Let's go to line 3 and talk to Lady out of Virginia.
Lady out of Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, baby girl. Talk to me. What you do this weekend?
Well, I finally hooked up with my crush in public over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
We have been talking for a while, and there was a marathon. So, you know, of course, there was a lot of people, and he saw me. He was, you know, talking on the phone, and I didn't see him. He saw me, and he was just like, girl, you look so good. And he pulled me to the side, and they told me I had to, you know, keep it G-rated. But let's just say, do you remember the scene in Soul Food where Bird and her husband were in the bathroom? It got real just like that.
Outside.
In a porta potty.
Just like that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just like that.
So you could have got a ticket. You could have got a ticket this weekend, really.
I know. But it was so much fun. So much
fun. This is your crush, though. Are you married or is he married?
No.
Okay.
We're kind of dating, but not. We don't really have a title on it just yet. But, I mean, I adore him. He's a wonderful man. And hopefully one day he will be my husband. But
and you do you see yourself doing more in public?
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah, you like the public thing. You like being out there.
I like it all.
Yeah, it's that breeze is what it is, ain't it? When that owl blows. <I know what. laughs>
Absolutely.
And then, like, when that breeze comes through, I don't get a nigga like I used to, but I'm telling you, I know what you're talking about. I know a good breeze, man. Yeah, baby.
That temperature change, that warmth and that cool air, it works.
Cool air.
Yeah, it make you shimmer. I know. I already know, girl.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing, girl. Let me tell you something. Sometimes in the house, if it's real hot, just turn the air down to 50, and you can get that same breeze like that and crack that.
I got you. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
There you go. If you crack the dough and have that air on at the same time, you'd be surprised how that breeze shift through there.
Y'all missed the other part, though.
What?
Porta potty. They was at the porta potty.
She didn't say that, did she?
What?
Y'all was in a porta potty?
No.
Junior, ain't nobody said nothing about no porta potty.
I just was checking.
Are you having porta potty dreams?
I was just checking.
What's wrong with you?
We'll be back with back-to-back jams.
I was just checking. I'm sorry.
You want to do it in a porta potty?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up, back-to-back jams. Hit us.
Junior.
What?
Let's go.
You made out in a porta potty before?
The lady said she agreed to it with the porta potty. I'm telling you, it's not crazy.
She didn't hear what you said.
She did not say.
If you smell something funky, it ain't y'all.
Steve is off today. Carla's off today. They'll return tomorrow. Big weekend we had down at Disney World for the 10th annual Disney Dreamers Academy. Oh, man, what a great time we had. Thanks to everyone who came out and participated, especially the Disney staff and Essence, all the sponsors. Thank you, guys.
Man, what? Really cool,
I rode some roller coasters this weekend. You hear me?
Did you?
I was scared. I was scared as all. My kids were laughing at me. I was scared. I ain't gonna lie. I was scared.
Tell me, even if you're afraid, you're not supposed to act like it in front of the kids.
I didn't. I was smiling in front of them, but inside, crying real hard, crying.
All right. We'll be back to close out the show at 48 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Last break of the morning. Tommy, we had a couple of weekend confession calls we didn't get to, and I know you want to talk to them before we get out of here. So let's go ahead and get into the song and come back.
Well, we want these people to confess, sure. We want to get it off their chest.
All right, nephew. Sure. You didn't want to leave any calls hanging this morning, so let's go back to the phones for weekend confessions, because what?
I'm not here to help you. Just want to hear what you're going through.
The most ignorant statement. All right, let's go to line 5 and talk to Fred out of New Jersey.
Come on, Fred, let's go.
Hey, what's going on, nephew?
What it do, baby? Talk to me, man. What you do this weekend?
Oh, man, I made a major, major boo-boo this weekend, man. I fixed furniture, and I got referred by somebody who is related to my ex-girlfriend, her cousin. And she said she wanted me to come over and take a look at the furniture. You know, there was some cushion issues, the frame was loose. So when I get there, my ex-girlfriend is there and not the one who's supposed to be there, and we end up getting it in.
Y'all took care of that cushion and that framing, huh?
Yeah, but here's the kicker, though. I'm engaged, and I'm supposed to get married in June.
Oh, free.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's June. You good. You straight.
He's
I mean,
engaged.
The person you, I understand that, Shirley. Was the person you engaged to, were they at the house when you was on the cushion and the framing? Was they there?
No, they wasn't there.
Oh, well, you straight then. What is the problem? You can go back over there and fix furniture till June if you want to.
Oh, listen, this one going to the grave, nephew.
All of them foes to go to the grave. That's what I try to teach people. Take it to the grave. And if they need you to come back, you never know. You might get invited again where they both there. The friend that wasn't there this time. Now you fixing two furnitures. Feel me?
Yeah, I think I done fixed enough frames on that one. I done tightened up
Thank
enough.
Thank you. Thank you, okay. Fred. Finally, someone Riley. With some sense around
Go ahead,
here.
But Fred, the furniture man, listen to me, though. Be ready to fix other furniture if they call until June. You good, dog?
Fred, did you break the furniture?
Don't listen to him, Fred.
Ain't nothing wrong with you. No, man, I'm trying to get you to break that furniture and go back the next week and fix it. That's all I want
they call
you to do,
job
Fred.
Security, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
All right, let's go to line 6 and talk to Mike out of North Carolina.
What's up, Mike?
Michael Jordan.
Michael hey, who, Jordan? Michael Jordan. What's up, Michael Jordan out of North Carolina?
That's his fake name.
Hey.
Yeah. Go ahead, MJ. What you do, man?
I just got married this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay.
Oh, that's great, man.
Okay, I'm congratulations.
But I'm already married.
What?
Mike, wait. Slow down, Mike. Slow down. Hold on. Back up, big guy.
Oh, this is ignorant right here.
All right, Mike. Hold up. Michael Jordan from North Carolina. Hold up. You got married this weekend. But your ass is already married. That's what you're telling me, MJ?
So, my ex-girlfriend hooked me up with this lady to get married to her for her papers. So I went to my wife and told her I was going to do it just for the papers they get divorced, but I didn't really get a chance to really tell her. So I did it anyway because I knew how she was going to feel about it. I feel, hey, I just get the papers for the lady, 6 months later, get divorced. She never know.
Okay, who need the papers?
My ex-girlfriend did that. She got me hooked up with the lady who wanted to get married.
Okay. Well, who needed the papers, though? You or her?
Her.
Okay.
Him.
Okay. So, did y'all, you know, what they call it, Shirley, when you, on the first night, you consummate your, did y'all?
Yeah,
Consummate your marriage?
No, we just got married, and that was it, because she got a boyfriend already. So, what? You know,
so your marriage starting off with an affair.
Why did she marry him? Why didn't she just marry her man, her boyfriend?
Why she didn't marry him?
But he needs somebody to marry him.
Why don't your wife marry him? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should get your wife to marry him, dog, and y'all all mix that thing up right
Everybody
there.
Everybody be legal.
And then they're
Everybody
swinging.
Everybody legal.
She gave me $50,000, so...
Ooh, yeah. Man, for $50,000, her boyfriend can't touch her for $50,000.
Yeah.
What?
So she legal now, right?
Well, she's legal now, and she got to wait 6 months. She's going to get her kids over here. Once she get her kids over here, we going to get a divorce.
Y'all going to get a divorce. Y'all better hurry up before Trump do something else, though. You better hurry up and get everybody in here.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. This ban going on.
Oh, man.
Y'all going to mess around and get banned.
If I tell my wife, she's going to be mad, but I'm not messing around with her.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Is the 50 in the bank, though?
Yeah, I got 50 cleared already.
Okay.
It's 50 cleared already.
So you didn't get married to the 50 cleared, right?
Right, exactly.
Man.
Okay, well, you might have to go and tell the wife, dog, because you got 50. She ain't going to be mad at the 50, is she?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's going to be mad.
I just want to
You have another I wife? Think, what do you mean?
I think, honestly, though, MJ, Michael Jordan from North Carolina, honestly... You got the right to go tell that boyfriend that this is your wife.
Yeah.
And He got to ask you to come around here from now on. You see what I'm saying?
He can't come around.
You living the life of Riley, boy. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, boy. I be going from wife to wife, man. I ain't lying to you. Y'all don't enjoy yourself for the next 6 months.
Mike, don't listen to him. You'll be in a world of trouble.
Mike, where's she from?
We're talking to Michael Jordan from North Carolina. You talking about don't listen to me?
We love you.
Keep hitting your threes, baby. Keep hitting them threes.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.